The Vice President, Bakwisi Emisa Arthur, has commissioned an ultra-modern 30-unit classroom block for the Keta Senior High Technical School, Keta School. The classroom block, which has other ancillary facilities, is an initiative of the late President, Professor John Evans Atta Mills, through the Get Fund Schools Under Trees and Emergency Intervention Program. Commissioning the project, Mr. Emisa Arthur noted that government remains committed to providing basic infrastructure in all schools across the country for quality education delivery. Correspondent Elomiya Ai has filed this report.
The 30-unit classroom block has two edifices. The first is named the Professor John Evans Atta Mills Center for Educational Excellence, while the other block is christened Captain Kojo Chikata Center for Educational Fulfillment. The block were named after the two for being initiators of the project. The Vice President urged both students and teachers of the school to make good use of the new facility to enhance academic work. He stated that government has resolved to expand access to schools by deliberately increasing the number of schools in the country through policies like the Community Day Senior High Schools. Mr. Emins Arthur also urged the youth to venture into science and technical education to acquire requisite skills to work in the country's oil and gas sector, stressing that most of the workers in the industry are expatriates.
We are expanding access so that everybody in Ghana can have education. With education, you can compete in the world. With education, especially if you can change the priorities in education from just humanities to technical and vocational. Technical education is important. Science education is important. That's where the world is going. So some of you must shift into science-based education, technical education, even the vocational education, because those are important things for some of the dynamic sectors of our economy now. Oil and gas is a major part of our economy, and for the next 40, 50 years, oil production and gas would be the sector that drives the economy of our country. So our educational system must meet the challenges of the time and meet the needs of our economy. Then Ghana will become a prosperous country where our people will benefit from the resources that God has made available to us.
The headmaster of Keta Senior High Technical School, Sidanu Kwau, lauded the government and all stakeholders who contributed towards the realization of the project. He pledged to ensure that the facilities put good use to promote educational excellence that the school is noted for.
We will not hide the fact that we have become a veritable distinguished school with the latest addition. We will create, His Excellency will promise you, more excellent grades. We shall be more disciplined. We shall turn out more medical officers, agri technicians, food technologists, teachers, nurses, politicians of rare merit, star sportsmen and women, business people, beauticians, etc.